Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 3 o'clock, the week of the draft. And we wanted to start the week and give you guys a chance to have your sins absolved by David Hull. We have always advised one thing. Don't fall in love with a player. If you draft a number one or number two, no problem. Hell, if you're somewhere in the top 10 and you want to fall in love with a player, fine. But when you're picking at 29, it's the biggest waste of time you could ever have. And it's free country. It's fun to talk about guys you like or whatever, but I hear callers calling into other shows and they're ready to, you know, give away their kids for the right to draft a player they've probably never watched. So I wanted to do this. I want to give you guys a safe space. You're not going to be judged. Not going to make fun of you. And it's basically you're going to step into the confessional. You need to give us the secret crush you've been hiding for this Thursday's NFL draft. That at pick 29, you don't want to admit it. You don't want to say it. But you've fallen in love with a player. And deep down inside, when the Lions don't select your player, you're going to be disappointed. It's okay to admit it. You're not going to be made fun of. This is the issue I take with the whole draft process, is that people attach their belief structure to names, largely that they've never watched, and they attach a credibility that never should be there to a mock draft. Mock drafts, to say they're not accurate, would be an understatement of biblical proportion. So the only reason you're bummed out when that player isn't taken is because what? You saw Todd McShay say they were going to take him? Or you saw Christmas Bulb Kuiper say that? Well, I'm sorry. His hair looks like a Christmas bulb.
It's better than last week.
Oh, okay. You don't want to know what I think it looks like this week. The point is, the only reason you are disappointed is because you saw it printed somewhere or saw a name associated. The reality is none of these mock drafts have the value structure of Brad Holmes baked into it, because it's impossible to get pick 29 right. I think it's impossible to get pick 9 right. So I would.
Brother, they'll only if they can get 6 correct of their mock drafts. And that's saying that the first three are hands picked for you.
Right.
So 3 of the final
28.
Yeah.
So this is very similar. Rico telling all of us he loves Sade, celebrates the entire collection. The point I'm making, come to the table and admit the secret crush you got for Thursday night. You're not going to be made fun of. I promise you that. But I just want you to bring it to light, because when I tell you I don't, look, if you want to attach a player to me, the closest you're going to get is offensive line.
But not one player?
No. I mean,
What about your guy?
We made a joke of this at the beginning of the process where I did the Mr. Lions pageant.
Right.
Cooper Beebe.
Yeah.
Okay, the kid from K-State, fine. But that's, dude, I have no expectation.
No, you don't. But if all of a sudden the Lions are sitting there and it's, let's just say it's the second round and he's on the clock.
You're kind of hoping
that you're like, go ahead and say.
But think about how many times you guys sit back, or maybe if you're going down there this Thursday or Friday, you know, Kuiper's best available, McShay's best available. You know what's interesting? Those best available players have a weird knack of still being available for long stretches because Mel Kuiper doesn't know his elbow from his bleep hole and doesn't have the value structure of the NFL teams. Their best available ain't got nothing to do with old hairspray. So that's why I want to do this segment right here. Okay. Who is the secret crush at 29? You don't want to admit you're going to be disappointed when the Lions don't take him. Give me the dream at 29. No slander.
Okay.
No ball breaking. No chair to the spine. Let's just talk through this.
Here's my secret crush at 29. Hoping, because this is another guy that's been all over the place. He's been high. I've seen him in some mock drafts as low as second round. Is Jared Verse. Jared Verse is sitting there at 29. This should be you on the clock for 10 seconds. As a matter of fact, by the time the little music, they do the, hey, you know, and I forgot who drafts ahead of the Lions. They select this guy. 10 seconds later, we should be hearing those little tones saying, and the Lions pick is in. They already know who they're taking. It's him. Don't overthink this. He's a need. He's the edge rusher that you can now put up there. You could. I know. I think it's a pipe dream because I think he's going to go higher. But for me, that's the one player that, even though I know better, I'm kind of hoping is there for Detroit. Because, man, you put him on that defensive line, I think you're going to be dangerous. 248-539-9797. Who's your secret crush?
All right. All right. I mean, look, I clearly like Jared Verse. I think he's pretty safe. He certainly proved he can play with his hand in the dirt. I think the problem is he's just got a limited repertoire, but he's really good at what he does.
Okay, so you put him in the rotation of your defensive line. He doesn't have to be out there, but on third down, you put him on one side, you put Aiden on the other side.
He's got to figure
out. Take the chains off the collar, go get the quarterback.
He's got to figure out a way to have more than power as a part of his game. And I mean, look, that's a lot of edge rushers. It's really hard to come to the NFL. Look at how Aiden struggled for long stretches.
Right.
It's hard. But I would love to know. Now, David, do you have do you yourself as the Redeemer want to come to the table and admit your foibles?
I don't think my guy will be there at 29. I'm going to say that, okay?
No, but have you attached yourself to a player knowing it won't happen and knowing what you're doing is stupid?
Yes, it's Quinyon Mitchell.
And I need
you
to say it in front of the parish right now.
It is Quinyon Mitchell.
Okay, you're an idiot. I'm actually judging you. I won't judge the callers.
No!
I'm judging you.
We can't judge him, Mike.
I said it's not going to happen.
Dude's going to go in the top 10. You're picking at 29.
I said, dream scenario. You said the guy you fell in love with. That's the guy I fell in love with.
You've attached yourself to a player you know you have no chance at.
I don't think there's a chance that Jared Verse is there.
Unless they move up. I mean, think about it. Like, what was it, 2 years ago when they moved up to get J-Mo, we were all like, oh, my goodness, who are they going to go get?
I thought they were taking Jordan Davis.
I did, too, because, you know, I attached my name to him, so I'm all set. And I was like,
that was Rico's moment.
It was.
Kenny. Oh, I'm sorry. He's screening calls. 248-539-9797. Kenny, if you would, for a moment, give us your secret crush at 29.
You were talking about positionally, so I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go with an edge rusher. I don't really care which one it is. Whichever one they pick is good enough for me because I trust in Brad Holmes in the draft. We're not talking about the free agency stuff. In Brad, I trust during the draft.
I just have never gotten excited about an edge because I don't think they view it as big of a need as the general public.
No.
Houston, they know what they have. They're betting big on them. They brought in Davenport as the depth. They added DJ Reader to the middle of that line.
You know
I don't think they view it the way the fan does.
And now that you think, I feel like the old woman at the casino now. I just keep putting quarters in that slot because every year I keep saying, defensive line. And it just, no.
Here, let me help you with that.
That's Brad every year to me.
Right, somebody wheel Thelma up out of there. But I look, I would be fine. Like, there's really nothing. And please, can we not create the random scenarios that would anger me? There's nothing they're going to do that's going to make me angry or disappointed. If they took a safety at 29, do you think I'd react? No. Why? Aaron Glenn needs chess pieces. Mm-hmm. Aaron Glenn has done a really good job amongst a really bad situation. So if you give him more pieces.
Yeah, every day he's out there making chicken salad.
Right, while Ben Johnson's eating caviar. So I'm just making a point. Like, I haven't allowed myself to get in this space. I told you, at pick 29, not happening. 248-539-9797. David, you're putting your face in your hands. What's the issue?
You're just making me feel bad for my selection, so I'm going to give you another name.
No, David. No, because here's the thing.
Be a man of your conviction.
They could move up. They could move up and take a pick. And now.
Right. I just think you're setting yourself up for more disappointment.
Oh, I know. I know I am. Because they're not going to trade up.
No,
he's going to go by, and I'm going to be upset.
You want to pick the most obscure name, and that's going to be the one that they take. But, yes, everybody has that one name.
Just tell us the player that you've been reading about or you've watched the YouTube highlights.
Or that you loved in college, and you just want to see him wearing your team's colors.
Or you've seen, you know, Captain Christmas Ornament up on ESPN telling you all about great hip turn, verticality. Like, just
Todd.
So just admit it. Tell us the player that deep down in your loins you want the Lions to take, knowing that they won't take them. Because there is no predictive measure at pick 29.
But...
Ta-ta-ta!
You'll be a little disappointed if your player's on the board and they pass on.
Hold on. Time out. David, where is our Kuiper Mega Mix?
Oh, it will be played during the show today.
Yes! Drop down. 248-539-9797. We will get with you, the people, next. David will redeem you for your sins. Fallen in love. You know they're not taking that player.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Dave, you're still holding out on me with that Kuiper Mega Mix. I missed that song.
I'm going to tease you. It'll come up soon. You won't least expect it.
I tell you, if you would have done that with your wife more, you wouldn't have 17 kids.
Never.
Oh, boy.
I'll turn the mic off now.
All right. So, your secret crush for Thursday night, you know you shouldn't love this player. You know the Lions aren't going to take them, but damn it, the YouTube got you. The scouting reports got you. Old Christmas bulb up on the TV got you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. David will absolve your sins with a word from Deuteronomy, or whatever the hell that book is.
Deuteronomy.
Let's get to it.
Deuteronomy read in Detroit. Deuteronomy.
Whatever, man. 248-539-9797. And we go to a man who I need to have a word with. Let's go to caller DJ, who's up next. Deej, what's going on, buddy?
What up, though? Money Mike, my dog.
We have to talk. I have been told you are in charge of getting these roads clean. Is that true or false?
That's correct. I got the freeway gig. Yes.
What the hell is going on? Why do we have so much damn garbage on these roads?
Because it's weird, Mike. It's a weird thing. Like, you know, we want to do better, but there seems to be a certain group of human beings that doesn't like improvement in our environment. So no matter how much we clean it up, they dirty it right back up, sometimes right in our face.
You know who
it
that
really
is?
Makes no sense.
Michigan fans. That's who that is. All right.
That's a low blow.
Sorry. All right. Thursday night, your secret DJ, you know better, but you still fell in love at 29. Let's hear it.
That's simple. Jackson Powers Johnson. I think that kid, looking at him, I think that kid is going to be one of those possible first-year Pro Bowl guards or centers. I think his upside is tremendous, but I think he's going to be gone. And here's the thing, Mike. That kid adding to our offensive line not only is an insurance policy, but it makes us even better for the Jared Goff in the running game. But I just think he's going to be gone.
I love where your head is at because I don't view it as a backup. The idea that you're going to start the season and have the same starting five all year with no injuries is a falsehood. Mm-hmm. So now I look at it like adding him.
You almost got a seventh, six or seven in the O-line.
You're damn right. And
so
it keeps
you
headed in the right direction.
Yeah, you don't have to run three tight ends out there for blocking. You actually have linemen.
But DJ, this is the bad part. We don't know what their evaluation on the player is. They may hate this kid.
But I like where he's coming from.
No, but check this out. From what my gut feeling and just looking at what he's done in the past, you know, man, Rico, you said it a couple of months ago. We know his formula now. His formula is he looks at the RAS score, and if you're top five in that RAS score, and if he shows up at your pro day, there's a good chance you're going to be a Detroit Lion. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, I think the McKinstry, the Kool-Aid guy, is pretty much who we're going with. I don't want him, but I think that's where he's going.
DJ, it does feel that way.
DJ, real quick, I know I can blame you for the roads. Is the Detroit sign your fault, too? Or who do I call for that?
No, well, that's a whole other story. But check this out, Mike. Have you seen it at night?
Have I seen what?
Have you seen it at night?
Have you seen it at night?
No, why? Did we get light bulbs?
Yes, at night, Mike. It is absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
I tagged Rico in the photo. Take a look at it. It's beautiful at night, Mike. The nighttime, they just did an article about the Detroit News yesterday. It's totally different than that.
See, but here's the problem I have with a DJ. You built it in a place you know people are going to stop to take photos
and the cops
on the
don't
freeway.
Want to stop to take photos.
Because it's on the freeway. So.
And you got to take a picture while you're driving past.
Right. But you know, everybody has to get out there and take a shot for the gram to show that, hey, I was in Detroit.
Let me leave y'all with this. In all honesty, all jokes aside. It's only viewed this way because they had put in the newspaper that it was this big, humongous sign. So the expectation of the people was through the roof.
Hollywood.
When the actual sign came out, because it was so much littler, it dumbed it down. But had they not did that, Mike, and you seen it at night, it wouldn't get nowhere near buzz. You would love it.
Yeah, DJ, you can't tell me. This quarterback's going to be like Patrick Mahomes when really you're getting Jackson Mahomes.
Hey, let's focus. DJ, I want to leave you with this. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Clean the damn roads.
My dog, I'm on. hey, I need y'all on the radio to tell people to stop littering. Help us out, man.
I know it's
you see DJ and his crew out there. I dare you to roll down your window and put more garbage out there. Take it home, throw it away yourself.
My goodness, let's go over to Otis 97.1. What's up, Otis? How you doing?
Hey, Mike, how are you, bud?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Listen, I watched this cat at the combine, and I went, what? I thought this guy has some skills. And then I looked him up, watched a couple hours of film on him, and I thought, this is the guy that I fell in love with. His name is Brandon Fisk, defensive tackle out of Florida State. That's my guy.
And he's by way of
Western Michigan.
From the metropolis, yeah. I believe he's from Michigan City, Indiana.
Oh
yeah.
I think he is.
No,
I think he is. But
he's
I'll tell
a
you, Mike,
freak show is he what is. He is.
He is, and that's the guy I want at 29. I don't want to trade out of it. I want to take him if he's there. If he's not there, I'm trading.
Yeah, it's
– that's the only cat I'd take.
And you know what? I can't sit here and say, come on, Otis, that's – because he is good. And Otis, I think – had he not spent his entire career except for one at Western Michigan, I think that a lot of people would feel the same way you do. That, yeah, this is a guy that's a first-round selection.
He's got it all, Rico. You know this. You guys know it better than I do. But as a defensive lineman, you got to move your feet and your hands. He does it. Not many move both.
His only issue is the Lord did not bless him with the requisite size to be a three-down player. He's just not big enough at D-tackle. He's quick. But He's not powerful.
If you watch him on film, though, Mike, if you watch him on film, he is quick as a cat.
Oh, no doubt. No. Otis, I'm backing your point up that the quickness is there. He's just not – can't play that kid 60 snaps a game.
Neither was Aaron Donald. He should just be the next one.
This is great. Otis, you're admitting. Like, you fell in love with a player, and you know they're not taking him. But
I know they're not taking him.
You're still in love.
Mm-hmm.
But if I play him next to Reader at a one technique and he's at a three, I like the look.
I like it.
Otis, I can't knock it.
I'll allow that one.
I like it. It's better than David's. What a disgrace. Oh, David's crush at 29, Roma Dunze.
Okay. Watch him trade up for him.
Listen.
Make me happy, Lions.
Hey, then maybe I'd be a believer. Maybe I'd show up at your church.
Don't do that, Mike.
He did it once. You can't perform the same miracle again. You got to
clearly. Otherwise, the Pistons would be good.
We didn't say we need Cade and winning. We just asked for Cade. You have to be specific.
Well, you should have asked for the bonus plan.
Right. David cheapened out, and it was like, do you want to add the insurance plan for an extra $5.99?
He did the half-ass prayer.
I'm good.
Just half-assed it. Now look at us. We're going to sign Tobias, 5 at 200.
He didn't give a full amen. He just said me.
Right. Let's go to James, 97.1. James, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call. So who have you fallen in love with at 29?
I mean, this is a guy who I've been in love with for the past few years now. I think he's the best player in the draft. Go out, get J.J. McCarthy, obviously. Put him in the system, run the football, got weapons around him. I think it's a perfect situation for him. Maybe he needs a year, but I think you got your next QB locked up for the next 10 years. Move on from Goff. I'm cool with that as well. I think once Ben Johnson's gone, he might as well follow him out of here. But thinking more realistically, onto my next point, maybe like Cooper DeJean. Someone athletic who can play safety position and corner position. And I like Kool-Aid too. I think he's athletic on the outside. Just someone who's a ball hawk in the secondary, kind of like a Brian Branch. Someone like that who can really have an immediate impact, I think, is thinking realistically who I would go with.
Yeah.
So James, real quick, going back to your first one. You're, you know, Brad Holmes' assistant. You have to sell him on this. What are you giving up to get JJ?
I mean, yeah, that's a good question. You're going to have to give up a lot. It's probably not realistic. I'm not sure, honestly. I'm not sure the answer to that question.
No, because you realize if you give up just this year's first round and next year's first round, the pressure you're putting on that young man.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a lot. That's a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. You're talking about dreaming. Like, that's a dream. That's the guy I want. Is it realistic? Probably not.
That's all good. Because we said dream.
Yeah, you're not going to get made fun of.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
David, you stop it right now.
I'm just curious. You know what? If he was like, yeah, I'm willing to give up the next, you know, first round picks for the next 2 years, don't care. On JJ.
Yeah, it's a little much, but, you know, I think he's really going to be a star.
All right. Listen, this is why we're doing the topic, because the draft process is about seduction. Mm-hmm. You are seduced with every article you read, every podcast you listen to,
and
every highlight you watch.
And
seduction.
Not only that, is you get to see the seduction play out in front of you because the draft is right here in Detroit.
I've heard that.
So you get to see that player that you want, hopefully, walk across the stage, hold up the Lions number one jersey, do the brother hug that he worked out with Raj, and say what up, though, and put on some buffs.
No, please don't do that. Please don't do that. clean the roads!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So a little draft talk. We'll get some ticket texts, some phone calls. Got a football today to get to. I am going to bring back a reprisal of something we used to do on this show. Just all in the theme of the draft and having some fun with it, because I'm just being open with you, the listener. Like, this is not going to be the show sitting here talking about who you're taking in the fifth round. I God bless other guys who are doing it. I can't. I'm going to bring back Who Am I? Draft Bust Edition. And I have curated a San Francisco one for Rico, a Steelers one for David, and a Lions one for all of you and Kenneth G. Cott. So we'll have some fun with that, and we'll do them every day this week. But they'll get progressively more difficult.
Okay.
So I wanted to start you guys with what I'm deeming a confidence builder.
Gotcha.
All right?
I won't guess right now, then.
Okay. No, please don't. All right. Please don't. Let's get to the ticket text first, then the callers, then a football today. David, what do you have?
Yeah, a lot of names coming through. Someone says Olatu. That's from Gabe. That's the guy he's falling in love with. Cooper DeGene is coming across on the ticket text a lot.
Now, hold on. If we have to cross-reference, we think we've unlocked the code on Brad Holmes with the RAS score.
Yes.
Where's Cooper DeGene's RAS score?
Cooper DeGene, I am looking at the list now. He is number one. This is the final RAS score list. He is number one with a 9.85.
Oh.
Then Cooper DeGene's your pick.
That's it.
There you go. He can moonlight all over the secondary. He's a great return man.
They've drafted Iowa players before in the first round.
What's wrong with it?
Next guy on this list, someone says Keon Coleman, the guy he fell in love with. Another one says I would be
shocked. Let's just say Keon doesn't exactly fit the culture.
But it allows him to go back to MSU games a lot more.
I do not want to hear from you anymore. if you liked it so much, why did you leave? I don't know that.
He was at the spring game.
Please, David, please read something.
Matt in Livonia says, Nate Wiggins, tall, smart, fast, and proven. Only Clemson. Negative is his weight, which the NFL staff should be able to help with.
Where's he at on the RAS?
Nate Wiggins, I am seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
They're not taking him.
He's a green, though. He's a 9.44. So, Mike Sanristeel, he is a Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes type of player. Pencil it in. They will take him at 29.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. He's a slot corner. Plus, he won't know the other team's plays in the pros.
Okay.
What?
I'm just going to read this one.
What did I do?
Someone says, my sleeper guy I love in this draft is Florida State wide receiver Johnny Wilson.
Oh, the Transformer.
Yeah.
That kid is out there. He looks like Unibrow. He's like 8 feet tall. You're like, how is this real?
And then this one, interesting, from Terrence in Southfield.
Go ahead.
I want Michael Penix Jr. at 29. I don't believe in golf or hooker.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's go to the people. I can't. You know what? I won't judge you.
He won't be there, though. No, so.
We're not judging.
But I just can't deal with the golf haters. Go to Q, 97.1. What's up, Q?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well on a beautiful Monday afternoon. As far as the guy I'm crushing on most, you know, if we really believe the strength of this team's the offensive line and we believe in versatility, there's one guy that really fits, you know, both those intersections, that is that Grant Barton.
The center out of Duke?
Yeah, they say he's going to be a great center, but he can be a good tackle. And so to have that versatility, you know, we're always on our pins and needles when we hear one of our offensive linemen goes down, just because that's the strength of the team. It's what makes golf better. You know, and I understand, you know, you're not supposed to fall in love with a player, but a guy that can play all five positions well, it will be good. It will be great at a center or a guard, but be at least good as a tackle. you know,
Barton,
I understand that.
Barton and BB are very similar, is that they're both street fighters. They're both guys that are just max effort every play. And in that sense, right, they remind you a lot of a Ragnow. You never have to worry about consistency. You don't have to worry about effort, try hard. They're just football
and they
dudes.
Fit the culture.
Yeah, it fits.
They fit the culture.
Q, you know what? It's okay to get your heart broken. That one's a good one. That's not one of these hatchet man crackpot selections.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's a good one.
My second is JPJ out of Oregon, but Grant Barton's my one.
See, I like Q and I are simpatico on this deal because, like, if I'm going to get my heart broken, which I won't, I would take an offensive lineman. I really want to just go strength on strength, keep this thing moving forward. I don't want to have to, oh my God, Jonah Jackson got hurt, therefore run game bad. No.
Plus, you're actually, what you guys are saying is actually smart.
I know. But what about the Raz?
I know I'm just going to get my feelings hurt again because I keep saying defensive line and I realize this will be the third year in a row. I'm going to be disappointed.
Where's Grant Barton on the Raz? We're elite at, center Raz.
Dave, put it in a supercomputer.
Oh, Graham Barton, number one for offensive guards.
9.99. Mortal lock lion. So Kool-Aid was number one on the Raz for corners. DeJean was number one on your list. And then you got Barton number one for the interior. We should make an all-Raz team.
Oh.
And just see if we could get it right. Based on how Holmes has selected with the relative athletic score.
We'll work on that.
Well, then your boy, Rico, is number one for DNs. Chop.
Because he's not Robinson. Because he's not a defensive end. He's going to be a stand-up player in the NFL.
Yes.
He's too little.
But the Raz can't be wrong.
What about the Raz?
Can't be wrong.
Listen. Holmes,
David, just for where's Keon Coleman on the Raz?
Give me 1 second. Beep, bop, boop, bop, beep.
Oh God,
Keon Coleman is
not
the first page.
Not a culture fit. Not a culture fit.
That may be problematic.
Okay. Not a culture fit.
Just curious.
He's a different dude. That's all I can tell you.
He is.
Was he really at MSU spring game?
He was.
Mike, why'd I lie to you?
Yes.
Why would I lie to you?
You tell me State's going to be good every year. That seems to be a lie.
No, I say, you know what, Mike? I saw State. David, did you hear that? He said they're winning the national title. I said I drove past East Lansing.
I digress. 248-539-9797. We'll get a little football today.
But if they win the national title, would you get a tattoo?
Listen, all I could tell you about Harbaugh's tattoo. It looked like he found like a person in jail to do.
I was about to say, bro, I see that's prison the worst tattoos that look better.
Honestly, would that guy make a tattoo gun out of a toothbrush and a needle? the block M doesn't even look right. And where's the asterisk?
Plenty of room for that later.
All right, the road to the NBA Finals. David's disgusted. David, you know the deal. You did the dirt. You got to live with it.
Oh, I celebrated it, but I'm done with them now. Amen. They're dead to me.
You had a great time. You took the picture. You partied. I know you had your non-alcoholic sparkling grape juice. You did it right? Or whatever they, you know, like you can't drink. Fine. But you just, I'm sorry. You got a deal. All right, we move on.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Well, it's that time again, people. Week of the draft. Anytime there's a big event, We like to reach into the tool bag and grab and search for some big black rumors. Aha, it's back.
It is the week of the draft, and I want to welcome everyone to the city of Detroit because here are your big and juicy rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Michael Penix Jr.
Yes, appropriate.
Ah, Jeremy Fowler over the weekend reported that Michael Penix Jr. is a player who seems to be rising up the boards. Here's your rumor. Michael Penix Jr. to Atlanta. That is something to watch, according to Jeremy Fowler.
They just paid Kirk Cousins $1 billion.
They're apparently, according to him, they're going to draft the quarterback of the future at some point in this draft, and it may be him at 8 to sit behind Cousins.
Okay, all right. No. No. Is Jeremy Fowler on that ooh-wee? Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, Cousins coming off of an injury.
At 8? You just paid him $1 zillion? No. I do not accept this big black rumor.
He could sit for a year.
No. Rico, you buy this?
I'm just trying to I'm trying to think this out.
Well, it's live radio. We really don't have time for
I think he's not buying it. He's trying to.
I'm
but
trying
he's not
to see how
it
would
it.
Fit. I would love to see that happening, but no.
If the rumor doesn't fit, you must quit.
Okay.
That's what I heard. Here are the New England Patriots. They are all up in these rumors.
That's
here.
Right.
Adam Schefter reports that the Patriots have been fielding calls from teams. Of course, they want a big offer that would be required for them to budge. According to Schefter, there are two most active teams calling about their pick.
Okay.
The Minnesota Vikings and the New York Giants. Do you believe it?
I believe the Vikings. I don't believe the Giants.
I believe the Giants. Because I know you. It's hard for you to speak upon them and say good things, but I think the Giants realize how bad things are and how desperate they need a QB. And it's not going to be Daniel Jones long term. So do we want to waste another year? I can see that, David, that the Giant, and you may not have to spend that much to move up three slots. I can see this.
Listen, you act, you're like, well, I know it's tough for you to say nice things. Dude, we're the pinata of the NFC East.
I'm trying to help you out here, Mike.
Our logo should be John Mara's ass on the helmet because the whole league just smacks it.
Just take the next 30 seconds off. I'll speak for your
time. Go ahead. Speak on it.
Because I know it's personal for you.
It hurts.
It does.
It's killing my father.
I know. Big G's okay. He's tough. He's a New Yorker.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. Or he's just accepted.
This next one is a real juicy rumor here, and it involves Jaden Daniels. Wow. Apparently, the Daniels clan, he has interest in playing for the Raiders. Quote, it does feel like there is some smoke here that's sort of undeniable at this point. I spoke to someone who's involved in Daniels' process who does openly wonder, is Daniels looking at his options right now? Well, we all know the Raiders, they love Jaden Daniels. The rumor is they will trade up to number 2 to get Jaden Daniels.
Gov, please. Rico, wow.
Go ahead. That would be bold.
It'd be sexy.
But you know what? We always say, when does the draft get interesting? When who picks?
The Raiders.
The Raiders. And if anybody was this irresponsible, there's only one person.
But think about this. You're in Las Vegas. You're in the entertainment business. I know our teams in Detroit don't care about entertaining us. But Jaden Daniels' comp is Lamar Jackson. You are trying to sell tickets. Mm-hmm. You are trying to get on national TV. You're trying to be relevant is what I'm saying. And you're in a division with Mahomes. I'm going to buy it as much as I want it.
Mahomes and Herbert, yeah.
You need a quarterback. You know, it can't be Aiden O'Connell. Please don't sell me that.
No. Wow. Okay. You know what?
Come on.
David, I could see it happening. It would be very expensive, but...
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. Mike, you have a quarterback.
I forgot we had that one in there.
You have a quarterback that you love that plays for the Jacksonville Jags.
Yes.
Well, there may be a receiver coming to his market real soon. Albert Breer reports the Jags have explored moving up, and they've done a lot of work on the top receivers in the draft.
Yeah.
Are they trading up into the top 10?
I will believe this because you can say whatever you want about Shad Khan. You can say it hasn't worked or he's not. Shad Khan, the owner, is as bold and he doesn't care about picks. He doesn't care about money. He will do whatever it takes. He desperately wants to win. So for that reason, I will buy the rumor that they are trying to move up and get a true number one. Christian Kirk is not a true number one.
No, he's a number two. Yeah, I can see that. Because he's kind
of... What about Adunze in Jacksonville for Rico?
Please, no. Just don't. Only thing worse would be going to Carolina, so no. David, going back to your other one with the Raiders, they would have to pretty much offer first-round pick this year, next year, and the following year to get that. So they better... You better be right. But as far as the Jags, yeah, they need a – they still believe in Trevor Lawrence. They're one of the few people who still do. I don't. But you got to go get a big-time receiver for him. And then at that point, I think we can see that that entire class just wasn't that good.
So a team that collapsed at the end of the year, the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are targeting a potential trade up in the 2024 NFL draft for a premier cornerback.
Yes, because it's Howie Roseman, because he don't give a rip. He's going to do whatever he wants. He collects stars. Yes, I'll buy it.
What he's done in the last three drafts, he traded up in each of the last three drafts.
I'll buy it. Roseman is just, he's a mad scientist.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I still don't know what happened to the Eagles. They just, so disappointing. I mean, they just, but they're going to need something to get the crowd and the fans back into this. So moving up, yeah, you go target somebody, you bring them in. Okay, I'm good with that.
And let's close it out with this. What do you think the Bears should pair up their quarterback with in the draft? Don't answer that because because it may be this, according to this rumor. Adam Schefter and Adam Breer and others are linking the Bears to Byron Murphy at number 9. Not a tackle to protect your quarterback.
Yeah.
Not a receiver to help your quarterback.
I know.
And you know what, David? It makes no sense. The Bears have done ridiculous things forever. So I can see them doing that because, yeah,
Let's be fair about this.
Okay.
There's a zillion receivers. Like, we're talking about maybe as many as 8 going in the first round. They could get one later on.
They could, but why not just go all in and get either the second or third best receiver? Or at this point, you may end up with the best tackle of this class, and you protect your investment.
Okay, Rico wins. No, you're right. You've talked me into it.
Okay.
Those are your 2024 NFL draft.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.